when doing that.
That's right.
When I heard it when Pop now I did hear it.
Yes.
When banging me.
It did, didn't it?
It did. It hurt my head because it hurt me. Headache.
Do you have a headache? Sounds like you've got lots of screeching. I'll just have to sort some wires out. Oh gosh.
Can we have a healer? Play? I know what it needs. A bit of testing.
It's a testing. It needs a bit of something. I'm quite sure what.
Let me here. Let me here.
Just a minute. Now, if we're going to do these buns and cakes.
We can't do it with this. Send me on noise, can we?
Well, we need to sort out what the problem is. Is it still screeching?
Yeah.
Or is it better now?
Too noisy.
Is it still too noisy?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all right, isn't it? The microphone light being on top of the cooker hood, it must have been too metally for it. Right, Poppet, if we're going to do these buns, let's go and wash our hands and then we put aprons on. Okay. Is it still whistling, Thomas?
Ow!
Is it hurting your ears?
Yeah.
I don't understand it, really. The problem is...
that one?
Nothing happening through that one. I don't think there is.
What?
I can hear something.
Hit me over here.
There you are. Right, I'll talk to you. You position that here. Right, can you hear me talking to you?
Yeah.
And position that here. Right, can you still hear me talking to
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Very good.
Mummy, I'm an airplane and you are passengers and you know what, Mummy? Sit next to the pilot, didn't you? You saw the pilot wearing these,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, that's right, little headphones, yes. I think so that's so that the pilot can hear. What's going on, don't you? You can hear the people in control of him, directing him through the skies, because sometimes it's very cloudy, isn't it?
Sir? It's very noisy on this airplane, and tell people not to tell the babies not to do noisy, because the captain is trying to concentrate.
You see? So we don't want noisy babies and children on the plane, do we?
No.
Right, let's have a listen, Thomas. Just let me listen once more. I think we seem all right, don't we? I can hear something that sounds like an aeroplane. And there isn't an aeroplane, is there?
No. Here is an aeroplane. Let me up
there. Oh, there is an aeroplane. Well, that's good, because it sounded like there was something through the headphone. Can you hear it still?
Yes.
Can you still hear it? Let me have a little listen, Hoppet, please.
Mate, well, I'm hearing...
What can you hear?
Messes of children talking at once.
Can you?
And it makes me too noisy.
Does it? Your ears are still a little bit sensitive after ear infection at Christmas, aren't they?
I'll just plug the wires in.
Don't touch those wires, please, Thomas. Oh, I see. It was a proper aeroplane. That's what we could hear. That's strange, isn't it? Right, let's get our hands washed. And then we can put our aprons on.
Hearing the engine
please don't
sound.
Touch that because it might knock the tape off altogether.
I'm hearing the engines.
Can you?
Sound.
You can hear the roar of the engine, can you? But you're quite right, when pilots are flying planes, they do have earplugs in, don't they? Oh dear, poor Thomas.
Mummy.
Yes.
Shut your ear, cut.
Hey, this is the wrong one. Excuse me. That's very loud, isn't it? Let me just, there's a little knot in this wire. Let me just sort it out for you. Could I have that earpiece, please, Tom? Thank you very much. There we are. We're entangled. Right, let's have one more listen. How's that?
Woohoo.
Can you hear? What can you hear?
Crackling.
Crackling. Snap, crackle, and
pop.
Right, go on. Let's wash our hands and get our aprons up. And we'll make some nice bumps. Oh, I can hear another aeroplane. I can't hear it through the microphone because we've put those away. But I'm just going to blow my nose as well before I wash my hands. Can you see the aeroplane? The sky's a bit dull though, isn't it, today? Right, come on, pop it, please. Mind the equipment.
I'm going to leave that on my place. Wing.
That's it. Sneeze up.
Dummy, dummy, bumble.
Sneeze up. Bumble, bumble. Hands in the back. Right, a little bit of soap. So we're going to do some baking, aren't we?
I'm going to be the cook. Will you tell everybody what they want to eat, can't you?
Ask everybody what they want to eat. Well, I hope they want to eat buns, because that's what we're going to make.
So okay. We might say sausage, right?
Well, if somebody says sausage, then we're sadly disappointed, because we're making buns. Right, would you like to pop your waterproof towel on, please? It's on the table.
Yeah.
And I'll put your guinea on. Well, you've got to look smart in that, haven't you? Right, would you like to help get the ingredients from the kitchen and the equipment?
Got these quick
things. Well, I don't think we need fire hoses from the fire engine, do you?
Yes, they do, because they need water.
Oh, right. No, I don't think we do need water, actually. That's when we're making pastries, isn't it? Then we've got a sieve, a bowl, and two wooden spoons, if you'd like to take those to the table, please.
I don't know what, Mummy.
Oh, no, don't put the sieve in there. You did this last time.
Can we do it again?
Well, not really, darling. No, because we've got to... No, come on, equipment on the table, please. We've got to put some... food in there.
Cheese.
I don't think it'd be very nice.
Really?
I don't think it's very nice to do that when people have got to eat. What we're making.
I've got quick.
Marjorie. There's some eggs. Very, very carefully with a box of eggs, please, onto the table.
His feet on the eggs.
A little plastic bowl and a fork so we can eat the eggs. No, don't open them now, Thomas, please. Leave the eggs.
Just see how many there is.
No, Thomas, please don't. You'll drop them on the floor. Leave them on the table. Thomas, what do you do as you're told?
Oh, there are messes on there.
Oh, yes, let's keep it that way, please.
I need something, not just something.
There you are. Well, just a minute. A bowl and a fork form with the eggs. And there's the flour. Right, now, did you say you wanted a little stool to stand on?
Yes, please.
Okay, you get your stool.
Open the stool something.
Yes, it does. You get your stew and I'll get a spoon just to take the flour out of the box. We need something else, I just remembered.
What
do we need? Sugar.
And I can lick it off.
So if I get to, I might need to borrow your stew a minute, Thomas, now just to get the sugar out of the cupboard, please.
Okay.
Needed.
I got my equipment.
Have you?
I do. Mummy, how do you plug it in, Mummy? Just put a big one in there, Mummy. And you know how you're trying to put a cupboard in?
Yes.
And then it holds it together.
Does it? The two hose pipes, that's right.
You have the cut fly, Mummy.
Thank you. Is this from the Lego fire engine?
Yeah.
You look very pale, Tommy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You a bit tired?
Yeah.
There we are. That's it. A very long hose, isn't it? No, because I just want to look. Once we're in the cupboard, we've hardly any ice and sugar. I think we've run out. So,
oh no.
What I might have to do, we might have to wait until tomorrow to be able to ice the buns once they're cooked. So we've got some chocolate. We could melt some chocolate on the top.
Oh no, I want some sweeties.
Well, you could still stick a sweetie on and melt the chocolate. Well, this one might be icing sugar. Let's wait. Let's see if that's icing sugar. That's icing sugar. We're in luck.
Me on a cheese.
Couldn't work out if it was corn flour or icing sugar. There you are. That's the trouble. Mummy takes the tips things out of the original packets into these plastic storage boxes. I don't label the boxes.
Nice.
It's nice, isn't it, though?
Look at these here. Oh, look. My tummy.
Right, let's move the hoses now.
No. Because we need one.
Well, pop them over there, because you're going to get them later.
I need a big one.
No, we need that black one there. That one. No, no more.
Big bowl.
Would you like to tip the sugar, is it? Would you like to tip the sugar into there until it goes down? You don't need a lot, do you? That's it, but
I will get it out.
What, with a spoon, darling? What,
I will get it.
Yeah, not with a wooden spoon, that's much better for getting it out. That's it.
Get me a bit of taste.
No. Mm. No. You can use sugar, you like sugar, don't you? Sugary things, right.
Maybe have a bit more.
Tell me when it's gone down, right? Okay. Now, would you like to put that sugar into the bowl, please? You pour the sugar into the white bowl, please. It's a good boy. No, don't keep pushing the sugar out, Thomas. No, no more. No more. No, you need to weigh the same amount of margarine. There was a man on the radio yesterday, Thomas.
Yeah.
Who worked in the factory.
Yeah.
Like that. Where they made these cartons. In fact, he made the lids of these margarine cartons. That was his job. To make the plastic cartons for the margarine cartons. What do you think to that?
Funny.
Can't remember his name, but...
It might be called Michael.
No, don't play on that, darling, because if you do, if you're pressing down on that, and we don't know when we've weighed enough margarine, do we? It could have been called Michael. Yes, I really can't remember his name. Michael the Margarine Man, shall we call him?
Although he
actually said he didn't make the margarine. He didn't even put the margarine into the tubs. He just made the lids for the tubs.
And the boxes.
And the boxes, but I think his main thing was the lids. Now we need to tip that margarine down to this white bag as well. Okay. One, two, three. Very good.
A little stir.
Yes, it needs a little stir.
Okay, I'm the cook.
Oh, yeah.
So I can mix.
All right, carefully. Well, let's move your stew. Either your bowl, that's it. Move the bowl in front of you.
Let's just pretend I'm eating it.
No, don't eat it, Thomas. Please, if I see you eating it again, you're going to stop doing this. You can have some later on, but you're not eating it now. You're not just putting sugar into your mouth.
Let's pretend I'm eating it. Mmm.
Oh. I'll help, shall I?
Yeah. I'm eating some sugar.
Last time we made buns.
Excuse
me, I'm sorry. Why did we make buns the last time? Can you remember?
Because it was Freddy's birthday.
Was it Freddy's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking at the word, but this is too noisy mixing the sugar and the margarine.
It tastes It's the right screen.
No, Thomas, now stop that, please. Stop it.
And I need water.
Water from the phone. Hose, do we?
Oh, yes, we do.
I bet not many cooks who are making buns have water from Fine and Sam's house pipe coming from extra deal.
I don't think so.
Are you going to help stir me?
Okay.
I'll do some as well. That's right, I'm mixing it up, making it nice. Oh look, Daddy's here. Oh, Daddy's made an appearance when there's food on the go.
Not ready yet, look.
Not ready yet, that's just the sugar and the,
Daddy,
the margarine.
Just a bowl of water.
And did you know that when you're making buns, you've got to have your fire extinguisher ready, your hose pipe?
Tell where what should that be? Dump.
Yes.
I'm scraping soft or stone.
Are you?
Yes. Because there more, some mites to come tomorrow.
Because what?
There's more some mites to come tomorrow. Yum, yum, yum.
I can't tell what you're saying, Tom.
Want some more.
On my spoon?
I want some more. Want a mort? God.
Pardon? What did you say?
Nothing. I said, oh, buddy. I just fell. Fish bin.
Oh, is that what the old washing powder box is for?
Yes. Put it here. So down the big hand.
Are you? Well, we just had a little break, haven't we? Because Daddy wanted to run a bath and you wanted a meal. So while you're gone, I give him this extra really good boot up. What do you think to that? Does it look a different colour now?
Yeah.
It looks quite pale, doesn't it?
Ah,
yes. That smells nice, doesn't it?
It does. I'm digging up the earth, Mummy.
You're digging up the earth, are you?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
These are two diggers. Dig. Dig.
The two wooden spoons are diggers, are they?
Look at this big digger.
Yes.
Taking it. Do they look like diggers?
Well, they look like two wooden spoons, but yes, I suppose with a bit of imagination we could pretend they were diggers, couldn't we?
Dig. Dig. Hello, Mrs. Machines.
Mrs. Machines? What are two machines together called?
Bob and Sam.
Bob and Sam? Oh, I was thinking of a pair of machines, but Bob and Sam. Which one's Bob? The big wooden spoon's Bob, and is the other one Sam? Yeah. Sam for small, Bob, B for big. That's clever, isn't it? B is Bob, B for big spoon. No, no, Sam is small, S for small spoon. Bob and Sam.
Bob. It's the day the masses of pout works.
What did he dig masses of?
Pout works.
Pound works?
Pout works.
What are pound works?
They are just small little tadpoles.
Oh, small tadpoles. Oh, right.
And she was digging them up and tipping them in a big heap.
She?
Right.
I think we're going to start adding the eggs in a few minutes.
I can eat.
Okay, well, let's pop the spoons down. Now, what we'll do first. Well, before we do the eggs, let's.
I'm the man who delivers the eggs like yesterday.
Oh, right, you're right, okay, like yesterday. Well, first of all,
just
let's.
Stick that in there.
Well, no, because we need to put the eggs in. Let's weigh out 4 ounces of flour, first of all. Because when
oh, look here.
When we add the eggs. We're going to need to put some flour in at the same time. Right, do you want to sit down for a few minutes? You're tired.
I'm leaning like this.
There we are.
gone down.
It's gone down.
Let me do it, please, please. Can I do it?
Yes.
Let me dig this big machine.
That right, no, you can put all that flour back in the bag. Let's shake a little bit off it. It goes down. Whoops.
This dig is so strong.
Is it?
Like,
there we are. That can go back in the bag.
Just a little bit.
No, we don't need to do any more to this. That's it. Right about. Very good. Right, now we can put the flour back over there.
Okay. Now, I'm the milkman.
Are you delivering eggs? No, be very careful with eggs. Remember, they're fragile, aren't they?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Eggman.
I know you.
Do you?
How many do you want today?
Well, I'm going to need two, but could I just have one for the moment, please, and I'll buy another one later.
Okay.
Oh, how many eggs are in that packet?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I think there's 6, because I think you've counted that one twice. What does it say? Barn eggs. They're nice and brown, aren't they? Which one would you like?
You
need to sell me that one, are you? Thank you. How many pennies is that?
1 pound.
Well, I'll give you the small weight. Thank you. Right, I'm going to tap it on the side. Gosh, we had this the other day. I think it must be the bowl. It's a little plastic bowl. I don't think it's strong enough. If it was a pot bowl, there'd be a bit more weight behind it.
Well, goodbye to the eggs.
Bye-bye, Mum. Don't push it too far, Thomas. If it falls on the floor, they'll break.
Long way to the egg shop, isn't it?
Yes. Well, not when you deliver them. Right, we're going to do the check now. Would you like to have a little bit of the egg?
No, thank you, because I might splash on my new truck.
You might splash it on your new truck?
Yeah.
You could do those two fire hoses with them.
Oh, yes. Where are they?
Nice and clean. Yeah, yeah. There we are.
Why do we need them? Or do we need them?
We're going to tip. Why do we need them? Well, no, I was meaning that I wanted the mousse so there's room for the bowl.
There's no mousse in here.
Now, we're going to tip. There's lots of airplanes in the sky, aren't there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Are you going to tip this bowl with the oven into the cake mixture, please?
Oh.
That's good, isn't it? Now, in with that, before we give it a mix.
Hello, Mummy, who's coming? The Eggman!
Oh, well, I'm not ready for the Eggman yet, so I don't want him at the moment.
He's just going to the next door neighbour's house.
Well, what I'd like is the flour man to come now. Because I'd like a teaspoon of flour out of the flour we've weighed, putting through
right,
the sieve.
Right, this is Eggman and Sugar Man. Here we come.
Thomas, you're chewing on the edge of the table. It's the flour man I would like, please. Mm-hmm. Are you the miller?
Yes.
Right, hello, miller. Please, could I have just a teaspoon of flour from your big sack over there, please?
There you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye, I'll see you again when I need more eggs.
My children's well because I got muscle things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a grocer?
Yes, look.
Oh, yeah. Right, the egg.
You know, Mummy, when I open them, these open. You know, these are full.
Well, they're for locking the egg box, aren't they?
I know, but Mummy, not these are for.
No.
For looking my big truck.
Oh,
no. They're opening my truck.
The little tabs on the egg box are locking your egg truck locks, are they?
This is annoying, you think I go somewhere else.
Right, the egg and a teaspoon of flour has been mixed into that mix. Would you like to give it a little bit of now, please?
Come on. Eggman!
Good, because I'm ready for the second egg now.
There I am.
Hello, Eggman.
Mummy, you better put your hand out.
Well, he knows he's a regular customer. He'll know to stop at my house. Hello, Eggman. Ding. Please, can I have just one more egg, please?
Bling. Yes.
Blong. Could you choose a nice one for me, please? That one. Oh, that's a nice one. Have you seen what's written on it, Thomas?
No.
It says barn egg. Look, there's a little lion on there. And it says best before the 18th of February. Do you know what's happening on the 18th of February? Whoops. It's Sarah Ann's christening.
Tesco eggs, so it's a Tesco truck, is it? And
I found out this morning that John Williams and baby brother Ben is being christened the same day. We've been invited there, but we can't go because we're already going to another christening, aren't we? And it's somebody's party on the 18th. I can't remember whose now. Who's this, the one that's having a party at McDonald's?
Is that Luke Foster.
Luke Foster, right. Well, it's Luke Foster's party as well. So we've got lots of things on that
there. Louis coming.
Well,
Eggman.
Well, I don't need any more eggs, Mr. Eggman, but I'd like you to tip this egg that I've beaten into the cake mixture, please.
Okay.
Very carefully. Very carefully. Beautiful. Thank you. Now, are you still the grocer, Mum?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I would like another teaspoonful of flour, please, from the big flour sack. Putting
here you
in.
Go.
Thank you so much. And now that's got to be in a good mix, hasn't it? And I'm going to need some more flour in a few minutes from the flour line.
Out from next door neighbour,
there you go. Be careful with the next door. I've got
a big Tesco truck
in there. When you say the big Tesco truck, are you thinking of the very big trucks that deliver to Tesco? Or are you thinking of the little van that comes round if we order food over Daddy's computer? The man that comes with the blue boxes?
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking of?
How many eggs this lady wants?
No.
One, two, three, four!
Where is she? Right, let's tell you what.
I love my machine. It's gone out.
Right, let's tell you what. Put those eggs in the egg box for her and then she'll put them back in her fridge, please. Good boy.
There you go.
Thank you. Right, now put these back in the fridge, shall we?
I better clear up that mess.
What mess is it, Thomas?
That mess. Yeah.
Is there a mess?
Yes, look.
Oh, yes, it's just a piece of flour. I'll have a look at it. Thank you. Oh, good wiping with a cloth. Oh, you have a boy. Wiping all the spilt mixture with a cloth. Now, could I have the flour, Mum, please, to cool my house?
It's a bit a long time, Mummy.
You see? Why is it a long time?
Because it's getting more sugar ready.
Is he? For yes. Somebody else?
Yes.
I see. Right. Oh, are you clever wiping the scales with the cloth? Right. When he's got a free minute, do you think he could deliver some flour to my house, please?
I know. This could be the truck. Could it?
The scale pan could be the flour truck, that's right.
When they stop there, give it a wipe. You know what? He's a naughty man. Watch. When he just pushed his truck in heaven, he drove away.
Oh, well, I'm going to go somewhere else then because I need the flour now. Could I have it from somewhere else, please?
Okay. Here
you
go.
Right, we've got to put that through the sieve. There we are.
So,
we'll make some more tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Don't get the cloth near this, Thomas.
Nothing.
Nay,
so he don't
know. You put the cloth over his van, did he? To cover it up. That's a good idea, isn't it? Now we've got to mix the flour into this mixture. Are you going to help with this?
No.
No?
No, I'm taking a hosepipe because something's on fire.
Is it?
Because I'm a fire agent.
Oh, have you lost interest in making bombs?
No, because there's a fire.
A fire at the bakery, perhaps?
Yeah.
Perhaps somebody else making bombs has left them in the oven too long. And what happens if you leave things in the oven too long?
To fire.
That is fire, isn't it?
Shh. Here we are. Cut the cover off. Okay, this is a blanket with chips over and there's burnt it.
Oh, I see. Chip on the pot fire, so you put the cloth over the chip pan. That's a very sensible thing to do, isn't it? Got to be a damp cloth though, hasn't it?
Because just getting old water from my high street.
From your high street? Because if you put a dry cloth over, that would catch fire as well, wouldn't it?
Dry cloth.
Right, so the mixture's done now, Thomas. I need help now from the man with the bun cases and the bun tray. Would you like to sit in your chair and do that bit of it? And then you can rest your legs.
Okay.
You have a little sit down there.
Oh, peace at last.
Peace at last. Now we've hardly any bun cases left. I've nearly run out.
It doesn't matter. This man will help you. This dustbin man will help you.
Pop your legs down, that's
this
it.
Driver of a dustbin man will help you.
Good. Your driver of a dustbin man will help. I've got the bun tray. There we are, it's got 12 little holes in it, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So we need to put 12 cases in, that's if we have 12. If we run out, I've got some tiny, tiny muffin cases that we'll put some mixture in.
Muffin! There's tiny, tiny muffin cases.
Yes. So I think the last time we made buns, we said we needed some more cases.
That's all we have.
Is it? So I actually forgot to buy any, so
we can have them. So that is
white.
No, there isn't. Look, just those.
Right, so you need to put them inside the... I think it's two stuck together there, so that's the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a few here, Thomas.
Let me do them, please.
Here you are. Come on, you do it. There you are. There's some more to do there. What's the matter? What's the matter?
No, just done the wall and I wanted to do
the wall. But look at all these here that they're doing. I need to know how many more cases we need, Thomas.
No, I could help them.
Right, how many have we got so far? Will you count those for me, please?
I can. Only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11, right. Now, shall we use his little white muffin?
Let me, can I put them in?
Yes, but I've got to open the packet first. So we've got to remember next time we're at the shop, we must get some more cases.
Yeah.
There you are. Now, those are only tiny, aren't they?
So we've got to have put big ones.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Who's
that? Just wondering that myself. I was Nana on the phone.
Did you tell them to bring strawberries tomorrow?
No, I didn't tell them to bring strawberries tomorrow. But we're going to talk to her later because I said to her, Daddy was in the bath. that we were in the middle of doing the tape. Right, are we going to need another bun case? Another bun tray? Do you think? Yes? Thomas? Shall I get one?
You've got a red one in here.
Let's have the blue one.
Well, I think we'll just use the blue one, haven't we? Here we are.
And there you are. That's got a red bottom, hasn't it? So would you like to put a paper case in each of those for me, please? No, don't throw them. Put them in the bun cases, please. Thomas.
Penny.
Come on, please. Turn it over and pop them in.
Do I
do? Why? Well, I'll do it then.
I want to drink.
You want to drink?
Yes.
Well, let's do these cases first, and then we can have a lucky drink, can't we? And then are you going to help putting the mixture? They're going to be very fiddly putting them into these tiny muffin cases, aren't they? Well, they're not really muffin, does that make you laugh? Well, actually, they're for sweeties, these, aren't they? Because on the envelope, on the package, it says mini muffin cases. Well, the men in Stockport. Look, CPW, Stockport.
Let me have a sweetie. Did I change them?
No, the form we make sweeties to put in. We'll have to do that one day. In fact, when we went into the shop yesterday,
yeah.
Remember where there's all the art and crafty things, where Mummy bought some card? Now, don't crush it, Thomas, otherwise you can't use it.
Yeah.
There was, do you remember Mummy finding those little chocolate moulds ready for Easter? Because I thought we'd like some of those. You melt chocolate, and then you pour the melted chocolate into the little moulds. And you make chocolates. And they came in the cellophane wrappers. Because they would be nice to do for Easter time, wouldn't they?
What I'm doing?
You're making
checking that. Out the two quicks.
Checking out the two quicks?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Once one is not crushed up a bit, that means the two quicks.
Right. That's the last one. Would you like to put this one into the little slot over there, please? Gosh, there's 250 in that, Thomas. And we've used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 of them.
Excuse me, thank you very much, Mummy.
Yeah.
You counted my hand.
I can do what?
You counted my hand.
Did I count your hand? Well, let's count them again, and you count them with me.
Mummy, you do that one because it's got pearl on it. I do the blue one because it's got tinky on it.
It's got pearl on it. I thought it would be rude. It's got pearl on it. You mean it's a red one, this one, and your bun case tray is blue. And you like tinky and can I have pearl, don't you?
One, two, three, mummy.
Oh, but you're counting big ones as well. Just count the little ones, please, not the big ones.
One, mummy.
Yes.
Who will count all of these that I'm doing that?
No, if you just count the little ones.
Mummy.
We're trying to work out how many little ones
and that, and that, and that, and that.
Well, we've used eight big cases. That's all we had.
I do all that, I'll be a winner. Mm. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, I'm the winner!
Well, you counted those two twice because there's only 12 holes. Try again. Right, my tray has got little cases. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And your case has got four little ones, so that's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 little cases.
You're trying to pinch.
No, I'm not. 16 little cases and eight big cases makes 24.
I will push them over there.
Right, so now are we going to get a teaspoon and now fill these? Let's do your tray first, because that's the best tray, isn't it? Right. There we are. Pop that in there. I don't know how much mixture we're going to have to put in the little cases because I'm only used to doing big cases. I'm sorry, am I keeping you up? You tired? Yes. Are you going to help do some of this? I'm going to sleep. Well, when we fill
drinky,
these...
Drinky.
When we've done this, we can have a little break and a drink because these have got to bake. And we'll have to turn the tape recorder off while the oven's on because it's a fan oven and it makes too much noise. It makes even more noise than those aeroplanes and me mixing the sugar and the butter. So we can have a nice little drink then, can't we?
I'll have like a bun.
Well, they won't bake, will they?
The one with the sweet on.
Oh, have we something left in the tin?
Yes.
Right.
Sure. Go on.
Oh, sit still, please, Thomas. Now, what are we doing then?
Sit. Oh, it's gone red on there.
Oh, gosh, it has. That means the battery's running out. Well spotted, Thomas.
I better get my oxygen. Where's it gone?
I don't know. I think it's on the floor somewhere. Right, well, the equipment's still working down here, so...
Table.
Perhaps the battery needs a little rest as well in that case.
And who did put the rubbish bin under the table?
Yeah, you did, darling, actually. It's an old washing powder box. Personal tablet box.
And your lighter in powder. I can't see it anywhere.
What are you looking for? The hoses?
Yeah.
Hello. I thought they were under the table.
No, but they're not.
I don't know in that case.
See them.
You don't see them anywhere?
No.
Right, I'm going to get my fingers dirty now because I'm going to put this mix into the bomb case. It's using my fingers. What do you think to that?
Ow! Ow!
What's the matter, Tom?
Nothing.
Please don't go on that equipment.
You want to throw something in the rubbish?
No, I don't think we want anything in the rubbish at the moment, do we?
Rubbish. You want the tissue throwing in the rubbish?
No, thank you. That's Mummy's tissue. Don't use that, Thomas, because we've used it to blow noses on. Don't play with it.
Oh, that's this is for catching flies.
Is it? What the flower sieve is for catching flies, is it? It always reminds me of a fishing net. Thomas, come here, please. Come here, please.
It's catching a fly, isn't it?
Come here, please.
Sailing back, isn't it? Right. Look, anything. Putting in rubbish.
Here's I don't think so. There might be something later, because I've already put the eggshells in rubbish. I don't think we've got any more rubbish.
This is used to put in the rubbish bin.
The cone, yes. Well, you left that on the floor last night, and I think it's been trodden on. It was broken this morning.
Do you think a stranger has broken it?
A stranger?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine it was Daddy when he got up this morning. Probably didn't put the light on and didn't see it. What's the matter?
Just put it out in the rubbish bin.
Well, that's a little mystery, Thomas, isn't it? We bought some new batteries. Both in on exactly the same day, the same packet, and the microphones have been turned on for exactly the same length of time, and one of them is showing red and the other one isn't. Why do you think that is? What's the reason?
It's green one's still on, but it's red.
Yes, that's the green one's gone green. One's gone red, that shows the battery's getting flat, and the other one's staying okay. So I don't understand that, do you?
I know who needs to go. The fireman. Yes. Here they come.
I don't think I've ever called the fire brigade out before, Thomas, for having a flat battery. No, thank you. That's got to go off, Thomas. Right, no more pressing that, please. It's too noisy.
Help him, put it out.
Remember, did you find your hoses?
I didn't.
Where do you think they are?
Hiding somewhere.
Hiding somewhere?
Yes.
Have you had a good look round?
No.
Have you had a very good look round?
I did.
You can't find them anywhere.
No. But you know what this is? It's not a long way for a fireman to go because here is his station.
Oh, right. Well, that's quite a good fire station, that, isn't it? An old personal tablet box.
But you can't fit it in. Yes, you can.
You're going one way, won't you?
Yeah, but the other way won't.
Well, it's just a case of jiggling it until it fits in, isn't it?
Uh-oh. Fire.
Oh. Don't press that again, please, Tom.
But I
need
to because there's a fire.
No, no, thank you. That's not a noisy machine. We don't want a noisy machine. It started to rain again now outside.
Uh-oh. I better calm.
Well, at least there'll be no shortage of water outside for your hose pipe, will there?
Oh, it's still red and the green light is still on.
Yes, that's all right. Could you do me a favour now, please?
Yes.
Would you please go over to the kitchen drawer?
Yeah.
The left-hand side, you know which is the left-hand side, don't you?
This one.
That one. And get the white spatula out of the drawer for me, please.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Of course. I just say it like that. This one, Mummy.
No, the drawer, darling, not the cupboard. No, the next one along, the next drawer along, please. That's a good boy. Great, now can you see the white spatula on top? I'll turn the light on for you.
Don't find it.
You might see it in there.
But it looks like I find this funny machine.
Oh, like a machine, that's called a whisk. Oh, there we are.
You bumped me out.
Did I bump you? Sorry. Oh, look, I found your fire hoses as well. Could you bring the spatula to me, please? I need it just to scrape this cake mix out of the bottom of the bowl. Thank you very much. Your trousers are not falling down, Thomas. In here, please, Thomas. Come here, please.
Look, it's coming on this way.
Come on.
Fire!
Well, in a minute, I'm going to need a truck with some icing sugar because we can make some icing. What I think we might do is make some icing, put it in a bowl with a lid, we'll bake the buns, and then tomorrow we could ice the buns, couldn't we?
Look,
he's crashed
into the cone. Look, Mummy. Look what he's done, he's crashed into it.
What's he crashed into? The cone?
Look.
Oh, dear. That's not very good, isn't it?
No.
Thomas, could you come here, please?
It's coming right on his way, Mummy.
I think Daddy might have finished his bath now, don't you?
Why?
I can hear him moving around upstairs.
Is Lily here?
Well, I've not quite managed to do these buns yet. They're ever so fiddly because the little cases are so teeny weeny, aren't they? That they're fiddly to do. Not like doing the nice big bun cases, is it?
Because they drop off.
They drop off? What do you mean they drop off?
I'll show you later.
I think the mixture might go over the top of the bun cases. I do think that.
Uh-oh.
There we are. That's done. Thomas, could you come back here, please? I can't hear you when you're talking through there. Right, are you going to help me now get the little icing sugar box, please?
Okay. We'll get it with Look. Wait. I'm going to get my badge. Look. Here it is.
Right. The box with the icing sugar in, please.
There. I will put it in my back. On my truck.
Right. And then we need a white bowl. A white mixing bowl with a lid.
Just plug it like that fits in it.
Thomas, where are you?
I'm just putting my pants up in here.
Why are they falling down? What did they fall off in the end?
Nothing.
Did they fall off?
So I was in there.
So could you fetch me a white bowl with a matching lid and that little whisk, that thing that you said was a funny machine? Could you bring that for me as well, please?
I can't see it.
It's here in the kitchen.
Can't see it.
And then we've just got some
just got it.
Water in a little white bowl, haven't we?
Oh, hello, my sweetie. How are you today, baby? Daddy. Yesterday night, did you not turn the light on, did you not?
Which light?
A light where your bedroom was.
No, I think there's a cone broken today, Daddy, and I said
look,
Thomas didn't
pick
his...
Thomas Daddy,
should have picked
look.
His toys up, shouldn't he? And I said, I would imagine Daddy trod on this in the dark. Could I have the icing sugar in the bowl, please, now, Thomas?
OK. Thomas! Choo-choo! Psh! Okay. Can you left your foot off there? Thanks.
I shall use a different supplier. This one's too slow. He faffs around.
I have a good taste. Cause
No, you don't.
Maybe not of that. Maybe not that.
Could
I
have...
think now.
Well, I'd like the bowl and the whisk, please. I'm still waiting for that.
I haven't got any whisks. Sorry. Right. See you tomorrow.
Well, I'm still waiting for the bowl and the whisk, Thomas, so I can make this icing, please. Can I have that delivered? Look, Daddy's going out in his car now. Daddy's going off to Tesco, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't he? Because it shuts at 4 o'clock and it's 3:30 now. Ah, lovely whisk. Thank you. Now, all I need is the white bowl and the white lid, please.
Okay. Here you are.
Oh no, not that plate, darling. The bowl, please.
Can't see anything else.
On the floor, darling, right in front of your feet.
Okay.
Yes.
Look.
Okay. Right, are you going to come back to this now, please, with this icing sugar?
Look, I got a fire thing. Flashing needles on. Got two more things left. This.
Mobile phone. Is that... That's all...
Walkie-talkie.
Oh, is this a walkie-talkie? Sorry.
Two mobile phones.
Two mobile phones. They look like fire extinguishers to me. So what's the white... What's the Persil box been? The old washing powder box. What's it been?
A dustbin truck.
A dustbin truck.
Bing.
Yes, that's the battery. I have to change the battery. That's the battery we've taken out of one
of the
microphones.
Did you ever look at this?
Pardon?
Did you look for this for ages?
No, I've just taken it out of the microphone and put another battery in. Right, could you come now, please, and help me with this icing?
Mama.
Would you like to tip some icing sugar?
Okay.
We perhaps need a spoon, dear. Do you think we need a spoon?
Yeah. get that.
No, that spoon. No, that's a fork that we whip the eggs up with. Let me just get a metal spoon from the cupboard.
I will
for
this.
Very good. There we are. Now we need to put some icing sugar from this container. That's it. Good boy. Into that bowl.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's it.
This looks like snow.
It does look like snow, doesn't
it? You know what William says?
William?
Oh, yeah. And you say, oh, snow made of ice cream.
He says what, darling?
Snow is made out of ice cream.
Snow is made out of ice cream. Which William's this?
Wish Wellington.
William's Wish Wellington's. I see a William on the television, not a William we know. I was just trying to think which William we knew, and I couldn't think. Right, now we won't put any more in. That'll do. Now,
we can eat it.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
We need now to mix a little bit of water in with it.
I'll tip it.
Well, tiny bit. That's all we need.
Now, let me do it.
Whisk it, that's right. This funny little machine you said, it's a tiny whisk. It's a nice whisk, isn't it, this?
Like a whisker.
Like a whisker. One of Birdie's whiskers.
Okay,
we need some more icing sugar now, Thomas, please. That's it. We'll pop a little bit more in. We'll hold the box. That's it. Careful. Do it slowly and carefully so it goes into the bowl. That's it. 3, 2, 1,
bang! 3, 2, bang!
4. Right, now we'll give that another whisk round, and then I think we might need a drop more water. Let's pop a drop more water. Tip. That's it.
Now, sit round again.
Right, it's very stiff, this, isn't it? Nah.
I think we need a bit more in.
Let's have a feel. That's good beat up, don't we? What do you think we need a bit more of?
That.
Water or icing sugar?
Icing sugar.
I think actually it's probably right, but I would imagine there isn't a lot of mix there.
So we need some more.
Well, let's just put a couple more spoonfuls of icing sugar.
Good, I'm right.
You're right, are you?
Yeah.
Right. And then drop more water, and then we've got a bit more icing to play around with, haven't we? Teeny, teeny drop of water, like a little raindrop. That's it.
Maybe mix it.
Let you mix.
Squidge.
Squidgy, squidgy, squatch.
Yes, like it, because look, squidgy, squashy, nothing. Squishy, squashy, nothing.
There we are, it's very stiff, isn't it? It doesn't really look like snow now, does it?
It doesn't want to look like
bounce. Well, this looks like the icing that you put on Christmas cakes.
It's raining.
Is it not raining now?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah. That's, doesn't it? That's good.
Do you want to go out? Yeah.
Oh, we will go out later.
But we can't now.
I think what we'll do now, now we've made this icing, we're going to put a lid on it.
And how sweet it is.
Now, you wanted a drink, so we'll put a lid on the icing. We'll have a drink
while
the buns are baking. And then when the buns are baked, we perhaps have one with icing. And then let's save the others until tomorrow.
I know what they are.
What are they?
Buns.
Buns. And then tomorrow, when we're doing another tape tomorrow, we can put this icing and perhaps some sweeties on top of the buns. Because really, today, by the time the buns have cooled...
This means when time to X tapes up our buns, when it whistles, it means it's time to do it.
Does it? You're blowing down a kitchen roll tube, an empty kitchen roll. There we are. Right, now, would you like to lick this whisk clean?
Oh, yes, please.
Watch your tongue, just stand over the table. That's it. It's all dripping off onto the cloth, so hold it. You hold it. That's it. That's the best bit about being allowed to help Mummy to bake, isn't it? There we are, the lid's on there. Now we've used most of the icing sugar out of this plastic box, I'm going to tip the little bit of icing sugar that's left in the box that we bought from the shop into this plastic box when it's all together, so that saves a bit of space in the cupboard, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think what we'll do, get a pair of scissors and I'll cut the word icing sugar off the packet and stick it to the top of the box, and then the next time we're not having to taste it to wonder whether it's corn flour or icing sugar. Although you'd quite like to taste it, I imagine, wouldn't you?
Does that taste good, Thomas? It tastes very nice.
It's too good to eat.
Too good to eat? Oh, you are funny, aren't you? We could actually, when we're doing this, add a little bit of butterscotch syrup. Is it butterscotch syrup? Do you remember the stuff that...
It's dropping out of the bottom.
It is, isn't it? Mm. That looks like very fine snow. Do you remember when Rachel and Grant and Baby Ben went to New Zealand over Christmas? When they came back, they brought a little bottle of butterscotch essence, didn't they? Do you think you'd like some of that mixed into your icing? Yes. You're too busy now licking the whisk to be able to talk to me. Thomas? Yes? We've got some chocolate in the cupboard. We could always melt a little bit of chocolate.
Right, let me just have a look and see if we've got that butterscotch. Oh, it's butterscotch liqueur.
I don't like that.
Butterscotch. Made in New Zealand. Let's just take the top off and have a tiny smell. You like that?
Yeah.
I think that would be nice mixed with a little bit of icing, don't you? In fact, let's get some of the little white bag. We'll experiment now. Oh. We'll take a bit of this icing that we've made. Just a tiny spoonful.
I only have a bit of it. And there's more. Because I've run out of it.
Have you? And we'll put a tiny, tiny drop. One drop.
Can I have a bit of that? Because I'm
all
out of it.
Okay. Well, let me get some of the clean spoon.
Yummy.
No, don't put it on the dishcloth and then lick it off there. No, that's dirty, Thomas. I'll get you some more from the bowl. Don't do that, please. No. It's dirty. There you are. You lick that spoon.
Go.
Right, now I'm going to try. Thank you. I'm going to try this for the butterscotch. Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Would you like to taste mine with a little bit of butterscotch in it?
No.
Now, what do you think to that?
Fine.
Mmm. It's very tasty, isn't it?
Let me have a bit more of that nice machine.
There we are. We'll get a clean spoon because we're going to keep this icing till tomorrow.
Let me have a lick.
There you are. That's the last lick now. Let's go in. Whoops. What's happened to the lid of this bottle? Oh, it's hidden, look. It's fallen into the empty box of icing sugar where I took the cut the side out to get the label off.
I know what you could do.
What could I do?
You can rip that bit off.
Yes, and get just some more icing sugar at the bottom. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes. I make a big mess.
Well, you always make a big mess, don't you? Mess pot, Thomas.